WKNR weather, windy and mild with a 30% chance of showers or snow flurries today. High 36, variable cloudiness, colder tonight, a 40% chance of flurries, low 20. Tomorrow colder with possible flurries, wind south 14, humidity 63, WKNR temperature 29. WKNR Neighborhood Notes, Southfield Council of the Telephone Pioneers of America, presenting a fashion show and dinner Wednesday, 6:15 p.m., the new Student Center building, Mercy College, Southfield and Outer Drive. For WKNR News, Ed Mullen reporting. Here's more music with Dick Burton.
Happy together, all right? It's exactly 5 minutes delay, WKNR time. And time to hop out of those Farmington haylofts. Let's get up and at him here in the Purton Show. I have been a little concerned lately since a week ago tonight, when I got in that fight that I may have mentioned once or twice, and I really took on Wayne Walker, and unfortunately I got carried away and did a little bodily damage to him. But anyway, I was down at the ice at Olympia, and my back has been hurting ever since. But it just dawned on me, they put some new ultramodern furniture in my office, and for 2 weeks I've been sitting in the wastebasket. But seriously, folks. Hey, it's 5 minutes till 8 o'clock. Now, I'll tell you what, 29 is the temperature, 27 at Willow Run, and the high today, 36. Windy and mild, and a 30% chance of showers or snow flurries today.
I'd appreciate a word with the homemakers in our audience. Women concerned that their families get they at your supermarket.
You had to be there at 8. You got 3 minutes to do so.
The Wonder Worker is working wonders.
Your Plymouth dealer, he's working wonders with a win-you-over sale featuring special Belvederes.
He is the Wonder Worker.
Olay, go see the Wonder Worker, Bill Snethkamp. He'll work wonders for you. And Dick Burton here. Steel gray eyes, lean hard body, computer quick mind. Large, flabby stomach. Hear the Marvelettes to sing.
Day things change, and the world puts on. Oh, yeah.
The Marvelettes.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, WKNR time. Temperature's 29, windy and mild. 30% chance of showers today, or maybe snow flurries, they say. A high of 36.
What's easier than falling out of bed? Well, for one thing, picking up the phone and calling friendly Bob Adams at Woodward 5-004 Monday and Friday evenings till 7:30. Bob is waiting to be friendly. They don't call him Friendly Bob for nothing.
Thank you, sir. It's a minute after 8.
WKNR, AM and FM Dearborn. Offices in the Sheraton Cadillac Detroit. Boy.
WKNR weather.
Another full skirt day today, girls. Windy and mild with a 30% chance of showers or snow flurries today. I didn't know really what to make for the weather word here, so I just sort of picked that one out. High of 36 will be the high, and variable cloudiness, colder tonight. 40% chance of snow flurries tonight. But apparently the idea is if it stays over 32, which is freezing, you see, we'll have rain and under 32, snow. And my thanks to our TV weatherman, Sonny Wisniewski, for informing me so. Let's see now. Here's Bobby Darin, Loving You, and it's almost 2 after 8 o'clock.
If you are wondering, I'm just sitting back, sitting here, loving you.
Thank you, loving you. It's 4. I just saw this thing, and I had no idea, but, you know, Robin got divorced, Burt Ward, you know, the actor who plays Robin in Batman, the TV there. I watched that last night, too. I noticed he's changed the color of his trousers, too. They used to be yellow, and now I think they're white. And I was wondering, there must be a reason for that, but that I couldn't figure out what it was. But it says here, this crossed the wire last night, and Scott Regan left this for me, that he was divorced yesterday by his wife, Bonnie Lou, on grounds of mental cruelty. 20-year-old Mrs. Ward testified in Superior Court in Los Angeles, and she told the judge he was inattentive, compared me with other women, and told me he was sorry he married me. He called me an old bat, man. I just threw that in, just for laughs, you know. And let's see, she gets $1,400 a month minimum against 40% of Ward's gross income plus half of his bird seed. Let's see, now we have a traffic advisory in here. Traffic on the southbound Lodge Freeway from Davison to the Ford Interchange is heavy. Stop-and-go conditions are reported. Traffic south of the interchange is moving at maximum speeds. Traffic in the northbound Lodge Freeway is moving at maximum speeds. Traffic on the westbound Ford Freeway from Grassy to the Lodge Interchange, heavy, stop-and-go conditions. Traffic on the eastbound Ford Freeway from West Grand Boulevard to the Interchange is heavy, stop-and-go conditions reported. Traffic on the South Southfield Freeway from Grand River to Dearborn is heavy, stop-and-go conditions reported there. Traffic on all the other freeways in the Detroit area is normal, it says here, for this time of day. No reported accidents or unusual tie-ups at this time. It's 5 minutes after the hour.
When you're driving in your car, going near or going far, I ho, hey, hey, Chewy Wiggly Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Thank you, 6 after 8. We'll be having the news department in Dearborn, Michigan on very shortly. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. We tried to reach the mayor yesterday, as you know, and earlier this morning, but with no success. We'll try again. We want to get the mayor of Dearborn's reaction to this song. 6 minutes after the hour.
A Chevy in January from Gene Marola's Chevrolet saves you much more than a week's pay. And you have a chance to join in the Chevy dealer celebration with 4 Impalas being given away in the city and a trip for 2 to Florida at Gene Marola's Chevrolet, Ford Road, west of Merriman in Garden City.
7 after 8, 29 at Metro, 27 at City, Willow on 28. The winds from the south-southwest at 15, humidity 61, windy and mild, 30% chance of showers or snow flurries today and a high of 36. Tonight's low 20, by the way, and more chance of snow flurries. Here are the casinos, and then you can tell me goodbye. 7 after 8.